Service Line Report, News and Analysis. Marvin Kalt, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good morning. Fulbright crossing swords with Jackson. Not for the first time, but an interesting duel nonetheless. That in 1 minute.
This is an odor hanging in the air. This is what's causing it. Germs growing in the garbage can. This is Lysol spray. It kills germs, including the germs that cause odors on surfaces where they grow. This is another kind of odor, not caused by germs. It's in the air. Covering it up just won't do. Lysol spray eliminates that odor fast when it happens. Cleans the air. Lysol brand spray disinfectant.
A vacation's a time to relax. Unwind and forget the tensions of the city. It's no time to worry about your car's poor handling or lack of control. With Gabriel Triple Ride Striders, you don't have to worry. Striders is a heavy-duty shock absorber that de-steps to the way you drive. Regular for the smoothest ride, firm for better ride control, extra firm for extra hard driving. This vacation relax. Ride with Striders. Gabriel. For the shocking difference.
Senator Fulbright has been fairly consistent about some things. He is a fan of detente with Russia, and he's a passionate critic of any moral American crusade in small countries or on behalf of small countries, such as Israel or South Vietnam or now Cambodia. He fears that morality really drives the United States into foolish commitments, which end up costing men and dollars, and for what, he asks. He opposes more weapons, supports negotiations on just about any issue, and worries about the frailty of man. Under the cloud of nuclear power, he finds the average human being and the average human cause small, almost insignificant. What once anguished American leaders, moral things like human rights, justice, freedom, values once considered absolute in this country, Fulbright now considers relative values, to be cherished in the United States and defended here if possible, to be finessed if they involve a conflict, even a potential conflict, between Russia and the United States. These thoughts come to mind after watching the senator from Arkansas deliver an interesting speech before the American Bankers Association in Washington. In that speech, called Getting Along with the Russians, Fulbright takes strong exception to the views of a fellow Democrat, Jackson, of the state of Washington, especially on the issue of the emigration of oppressed Soviet minorities, many Jews, for example, who have difficulty leaving the Soviet Union. For Fulbright, these Jews are, in his words, a small fraction of the millions of persecuted people upon the earth, and by no means the worst persecuted, unquote. Jackson has a different view about these Jews and the problem they represent. He feels so strongly about their right to free emigration from oppression that he has introduced an amendment to the trade bill that would tie that right, free emigration, to the granting of trade privileges to the Soviet Union. A clear-cut majority of the U.S. Senate supports Jackson on this issue, 77 senators at last count. Well over 200 congressmen support Jackson, too. It is a strong political issue, and Fulbright is clearly bucking the tide. He is arguing that the Jackson Amendment represents a return to the Cold War and, again in his words, idealistic meddling in the internal affairs of the Soviet Union. He praises General Secretary Brezhnev of Russia, seems to take him at his word that he favors a radical improvement in Soviet-American relations. Jackson says he favors an improvement, too. In fact, most people in both parties around the country favor better relations. The question is, at what price? Fulbright, from his speech, seems to impose no price at all. So fearsome in his mind is the threat of nuclear war that the quest for détente is paramount and the cost is secondary. To Jackson, the cost is vitally important. The administration strongly supports Fulbright, opposes Jackson. The reason is clear. The president promised Brezhnev a better trade break, but that break depends on congressional approval, and that's where Jackson comes in, and now Fulbright. Back of Fulbright is the official fear that if Brezhnev doesn't get the trade benefits he was promised, he may change his mind about détente or be booted out of power by those who think he was had by the United States. It is a difficult emotional issue, unlikely to be solved by a single speech. Now this message.
Hey, sleepyhead, have some juice, spin the toast and spread the On a summer morning just doesn't fit right. You want something light and cool and crisp and friendly. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Cereal fortified with 8 vitamins. With milk, fresh fruit, some toast and juice. That's great taste and nutrition. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. I found my morning. Snap, crackle, pop.
Great taste in the morning. Kellogg's. Great taste in the morning.
Chris Lyon Report. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kalb, CBS News.